the messages that are contained within. So far, we've seen the messages that Yonah will, whether he likes it or not, fulfill what Hashem says, Kasher chafatzta asita. Here we see the sensitivity of Yonah when he finally is aware of the fact that, although until that point he wanted to kill himself, he wanted to commit suicide, l'shem shamayim, in Parakbet he realizes, wait a second, you know, Hashem, thank you so much for preserving my life. And now he's ready to go ahead and attempt to preserve the lives of others. And what we're going to see is that we more or less have the same story all over again. As a matter of fact, if we were putting on, say, for Yonah, we would only need four characters. Who are these four characters? Yonah. Who else would we need? We need God. That's right. But I don't think we'd have God as a character. So let's, again, God's a voice somewhere out there. Again, who would be character number two? The sailors. And now in this new scene, I would just change their costumes and instead put on Ninveh costumes. Right? They're basically the same characters. Who's character number three? You have a Rav HaChovel, a captain in the first part of the story. Anyone know who's the captain figure in the second part of the story? The king of Ninveh. Beautiful. So just change his costume as well. And the last one, come on, you can't ignore this character because we all want to be him. Who's that? The fish, right? And the first part of the story, we would change his costume into a what in the second part? Into a kikayon. Very nice. So let's take a look at the second story. Very nice. Take a look at the second, the first page, the second slide that you have. That's a kikayon. A kikayon is not a tree. A kikayon is more of a very slim bush with very wide leaves that has very weak roots. It's a very rare plant in the Mesopotamian deserted areas. A kikayon. We're going to take a look right now. Here we go. Yonah then goes off. Now note how Hashem speaks to him this time. This is easier for people who have the Tanakh in front of them. Is this exactly the same request that Hashem made the first time? Why not? What Hashem say the first time? Ki altara atam lefanai. The first time Hashem said, because they're evil. You have to do something about it. This time Hashem says, forget about why Yonah. Just go. Right? Forget about the fact that they're bad. Go this time. Vayakam Yonah, so far so good. Yonah gets up. Vayelchel Ninveh kidvar Hashem. V'Ninveh haita ir gdola l'Elohim mahalach shloshet yamim. Ninveh is a city that takes 3 days to walk through. But note that Yonah isn't going to be walking through the city for 3 days because it makes sense that where is he going to stop if he wants to address the people of the city? Well, it tells us, Vayechal Yonah labo ba'ir malach yom echad. He went to the center of the city that he reached more or less in 1 day, and that's where he's going to deliver his prophetic message, which means that he never underwent the 3-day mental deliberation process. Or actually, he did. After this, he then left the city. After the 3 days of mental deliberation, what conclusion does he come to? Oh no, why did I do that? It shows us that he was still in the process while he was walking through the city. Now look at what he does as he addresses the people. Remember we said Hashem never tells him exactly what to say. So Yonah gets up in the middle of the town square. He stands on his cardboard box, for those who are familiar with the Monty Python films. And he calls up to everyone and he says, Vayikra vayomar. Od arba'im yom v'ninveh napachet. Right, this is easier again, if there's a chair. I would basically walk into the room. Again, here at the town square, everyone is standing around. He gets up and he says, Od arba'im yom ninveh napachet. And he gets off his chair and he leaves Ninveh. Very effective, nachon? Now, note that what happens as a result of these 5 words, yes indeed, this is the shortest nevuah in all of Tanakh. So people ask me, do you know any nevuah by heart? This is an easy one to remember. And he leaves the city after these 5 words, and that's it. And as a result, though, everyone changes. Take a look, as you see, not only in the structure of Perek Gimel, of Od Arba'im Yom V'Ninveh Napachet, right in the middle, that's what's going to turn everyone around, just like his initial statements in Perek Aleph. But if you look throughout the entire story at the structure that you have on the second page, you note that that's at the center. Yonah, no matter what you do, Kasher Chafatzta Asita. Hashem is going to make sure that you get this done. And with these 5 words, mission is accomplished. The people are going to perform tshuva and Hashem forgives them. Why does he choose these words? Od arba'im yom. Why not od shivim yom? Od shlosha yamim. What's the significance of 40 days?
Probably because it takes like that amount of time to make changes in your life.
Very nice. That's a complete metamorphosis in Tanakh. Beautiful. How do you know that? You're smart, but how else do you know that?
I don't know, actually.
At that, in Tanakh, we have 40 days and 40 nights when? Ma'amad Har Sinai, Mabul, meaning that's a complete metamorphosis. That's exactly it. He's hoping that this is an amount of time, Od Arba'im Yom, V'ninvei Nahapachet. That's a very rare verb to use in Tanakh, which is used where else in which famous story? Story of Sodom and Amorah, meaning he's really anticipating that over the course of the next 40 days, almost like the Mabul and like Sodom and Amorah, they'll be completely destroyed. And that's why when he sees that Hashem, at the end of Perek Gimel, Vayinachim Elokim al Ra'a Asher Diber Lasot Lahem Belo Asa, Vayera El Yonah Ra'a Gdola Vayichar Lo. The more Hashem is appeased and Hashem is no longer angry, this is what makes Yonah angry. Yonah's angry with regards to the appeasement of God. Vayipalol El Hashem Vayomar Anna Hashem Halo Ved Devari Ad Heyoti Al Admati Al Kinkidanti Levorach Tashisha Kiyadati. There, we didn't even finish the pasuk. What do you see a lot of? What do you hear a lot of? Me, ze dvari. What did Hashem just tell him recently? Kuma lechom inve akrala takriya sharanochi dover elecha. You speak my word. Yonah had enough of this. And with the chutzpah that we've already seen expressed before, he says, Hashem, enough of your word already. Listen to my word. Ad heyoti alad mati. Hashemayim shemayim laHashem, haaretz natan levnei adam. God, this is man's world. And in man's world, I don't like the way that you act. Ooh, right? He says, Hal ken kidamti lebroch tarshisha ki yadati, because I know. Ki ata kechanun v'rachum merchapayim v'rav chesed. What does he leave out? Be'emet. I'm Yonah ben Amitai, but you, God, you're not a God of truth. You're always doing what? V'nicham hara'a. You're always passing over the evil. V'ata Hashem kachnat nashim mimeni ki tov moti michayai, just as Eliyahu Hanavi says. He says, so now, with the tefillah that he has in Perek Dalet, he wants to reverse the tefillah of Perek Bet. In his tefillah of Perek Bet, he was asking Hashem to either save his life or thank you, Hashem, for saving my life. He says, you know what? Forget about that. Hashem, kill me. I can't tolerate this anymore. Just said, get rid of me already. How does Hashem try to appease Yonah's anger? Hayitev charalach, and as Yonah sits mikedem la'ir, in the Hatzan, Vayismach Yonah al hakikayon. Hashem brings him a kikayon lahatzil lo mira'ato, to save him from his bad mood. But we're going to see Yonah's ra'ah. Yonah's evil sense is because he feels that God is too nice. So Hashem wants to teach him something through this kikayon. What happens to this kikayon? Kikayona is completely destroyed by the worm that comes overnight and basically eats all of the roots. And now there is a hot eastern sun that comes and now Yonah really wants to die. And Hashem says, Heitev charalcha ala kikayon, heitev charali ad mavet. Yes, says Yonah, I really do want to die. But this time we're not sure if he wants to die because he's in physical pain. Keep in mind that he's been in the fish of a stomach for 3 days, so his skin is probably worn as well, and the hot sun, not good at all. Vayomer Hashem. But here we reach the conclusion. Atach chasta al hakikayon, asher lo amalta bo, v'lo gidalta, shebin layla hayal v'n layla avad. See what happened, Yonah? Whether you wanted to or not, you just had some mercy. Your heart went out to this kikayon. V'ani lo achusan inve ha'ir ha'gdola, and I shouldn't have rachamim on Nineveh, this big city. But this is the funny part. Asher yesh baharbei mishtei esrei ribo adam, asher lo yada ben yimino usmolo, I shouldn't have rachamim on this city of 12,000 people. Asher lo yada ben yimino, or it's shtem esrei ribo, 120,000 people. Asher lo yada ben yimino usmolo, who don't know the difference between their right and their left hand. Ubehema rabba. What's Hashem trying to tell Yonah? What, I shouldn't have rachamim on this crazy city of so many people who don't know the difference between their right and left, and all the animals? You have to remember that the animals also do tshuva. They fasted for days, as the king had told all the people to put muzzles on their mouths. What's Hashem trying to tell Yonah? So many of the Parshanim have a difficulty with this. This seems to be a rhetorical, almost mocking answer that Hashem gives. And perhaps this really is the point. What bothers Yonah more than anything else is that he doesn't understand the whole idea of tshuva. God, the way that things should work, zedvari. It should work through a met. A person sins, he should be punished. A person does good, he should be rewarded. What you're doing now doesn't make any sense. And what's Hashem's answer to him? You're right, Yonah, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to save a people who don't know the difference between their right and their left and all these animals. Hashem answers him by basically telling him that it's not his world. You don't understand my ways. Maybe that's why we read this on Mincha Yom HaKippurim, where the whole day we're standing and we're saying Hashemnu, Baganu, Gazalnu, and our chest really hurts in that upper left corner. But we also find that throughout the day we're wondering, wait a second, isn't this a little strange? Here we've been sitting the whole year. And that comes along this day, and Chazal tell us, Yom HaKippurim Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. The essence of the day somehow is going to atone for our sins. And the question is, why? Why should this work? Again, I mean, just by telling Hashem, I'm sorry, so that's really going to reverse anything of the past and the future? And then we read Yonah. And Yonah tells us, you know what, man, you don't understand. You're right, Shuba may not make sense, but it works. That's one possibility of trying to appreciate the significance here, but I think it's certainly greater than that. And that is what we've seen throughout the structure as a whole, is that Yonah, through doing very little, can accomplish a tremendous amount. His one impediment is that he, looking at the greater picture, things don't seem to make sense. And what Hashem tries to have him see is that through very few actions, through 5 words, you can change everyone around Yonah. But that's not enough. I want you to appreciate on a personal basis what the meaning of life is all about. And where does this come into the picture? We said that at the beginning, Yonah wants to commit suicide. He wants to tell Hashem, if life isn't a life of Emmet, then kill me. Meaning, I will die to prove this point, that you kill man when they do something wrong. And Hashem says, but I value life more than that. You're right, I really should. I should kill you. I should kill the sailors. I should kill the people of Nineveh. I should kill people when they do something wrong. But what Hashem tries to teach Yonah, firstly through saving his own life, and then through saving the people of Nineveh, and lastly through saving his own life again, Hashem tries to tell Yonah, Ata chasta likikayon. You had some rachamim, didn't you? He was trying to encourage Yonah to feel, to arouse some type of an emotional response in Yonah. You do have a feeling for life, don't you? Even for the life of the Kikayon that was here yesterday and gone today, you did have a feeling for it. One that you can't explain, right? It's almost a funny feeling. You had some type of strange attachment to this Kikayon that is so ephemeral. And Hashem tells Yonah, we're actually not too different. I shouldn't have rachamim on Nineveh ha'ir ha'gdola. Asher, so too, I know they don't know the difference between their right and their left. They have a lot of animals, but I can't explain it to you. It's a feeling of attachment that somehow arouses a respect for human life, Hashem says here. And that human life is something that cannot be spared. That human life is something that Yonah starts off not necessarily appreciating. If man can't live up to the standards of Emet and Tzedek, then he should be killed, says Yonah. Hashem says, maybe you're right. But when you stop and not think about it, but when you stop and you feel it, then somehow you feel a connection to life that surmounts even the rules of justice. And this is really the nechama of Yom HaKippurim, that we hear the message of Yonah. And the arguments of Yonah are meant to resound in our minds throughout Elul, throughout Rosh Hashanah, throughout the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and certainly on Yom HaKippurim. We're supposed to live up to the ideals of Yonah. We're supposed to live up to those ideals of Yirat Hashem, knowing that we're going to be punished for our actions. But we stand the whole day of Yom HaKippurim, and we're appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the end, we read Sefer Yonah, not for ourselves, but for Hashem, to remind Hashem of these sentiments, of these emotions, of these attachments to life despite our actions. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you can have rachamim on these people of Nineveh, asher lo yada ben yimino l'smolo ubeima rabba, you have feelings for them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember that and have feelings towards us again. Please help us have a year of gezeirot tovot, of brachot and naklalot, of chayim tovim ve'arukim. Not because we necessarily deserve it, but because you want us to stay alive. And you would sense the value of human life that we recognize as well. On that note, as the final shiur will begin, I think in 2 minutes, and I'm sorry for taking away some time from it, I just want to wish you all really a shana tova umuburechet, and to thank you for this wonderful schut of being able to learn Torah with you over the past 3 days. Shabbat shalom.